It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the privilege to just call upon your name. God, you invite us to come boldly to the throne of grace. And oh Lord, we come today not because of our righteousness, because of yours. And any righteousness we have is from you. And Lord, I pray today, would you so tender our hearts, so mold us today. And Lord, if there's anything about our lives, or our spirit, our mind, cleanse us now. Lord, let your blood wash anything in our life that's impure, that we might be able to worship you and yield to you and love you. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters today, that dear saint of God, no longer able to go to the house of God, come find it home on a couch, maybe in a bed, maybe in hospital. Oh God, would you be with them? Would you touch them? Lord, would you, Lord, it's just going to be a while. We're going to be ready to go home. But Father, I pray your perfect will would be done. God, I pray for that one that's going through a time of maybe a loss of a loved one. God, would you comfort? And then, Father, I pray for that one that's listening that knows not the Lord and the free pardon of sin. God, would you save them by your grace? Oh, Lord, how we pray for our children, our grandchildren, our families, our loved ones. And God, why are we preaching? That they'll hear the gospel and be saved. And may we never stop, but may we continue on proclaiming the glorious gospel that Jesus died, he rose again, that salvation's totally in him. Lord, you get glory now. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this week we've been a blessing to you. And as we move on into the, here it is on Thursday again, and how we praise God for the goodness of the Lord. I want to stop right now and just say to each and every one of you that help us, some of you help us with our Bible ministry, some of you help us with the radio ministry, some of you help us with the Bible lessons, and may God richly bless you, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing in your life. Folks, souls are being saved. As the word of God goes out, I mean, we're getting letters all the time of people being saved and begging for the word of God, and we're still sending it out. Why? Because this word is the most powerful thing we have today. This is the Holy Spirit of God moved on holy men to write it. God gave us as his church people the authority and the right to be able to put out the word of God. And however you get it out, amen. And I want to be guilty on the radio to proclaim the word of God. I want to be guilty of sending Bibles into homes and lives and prisons and everybody that needs a Bible. Why? I believe it's very important. Now, I want you to look. Thank you so much. You just mind God. But look in verse number 25. Verse 24, after Paul had spent, and let me point this out to you. What was it he was proclaiming then? Back up in verse 20, he said, I want to talk to you about the hope of Israel. Then he comes down to verse 22, and they said, well, now concerning this sect, Jesus movement, it's just a sect. In other words, the law and Judaism, what they believed in. But then he comes down to verse number 23, and what does he do? Does he deal with the sect? Well, it's not a sect. No, it's not an insect. It's the Bible. There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong is religion. Can I say to you, he expounded and testified of the kingdom of God and concerning persuading them concerning Jesus. And Jesus was the very center of this sect that they had all thought evil of. And can I say to you, anybody today, I don't care who it is, any cult that comes and knocks on your door, and they're trying to tell you something leading to you to something other than Jesus Christ, hey, run from it. Hey, have no part in it. Religion that takes Jesus out of it, forget. And there's different Jesuses that's being offered. Folks, I want to tell you, the simplicity of the gospel is this. Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ rose again. By what standard? According to the scriptures. God's written down law. And in other words, in the Old Testament, for instance, the law of Moses, did it point to Jesus? Yes. Moses don't save you. How about the prophets? Were they proclaiming about anything else? It was pointing to Jesus. And Paul proclaimed the word of God. Now, verse 24, some believed, which were spoken, and some believed not. But right in the middle of it was the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, the glorious gospel, and he took the word of God and took it and showed them that it was Jesus, and some did not believe it. Now, look at verse 25. And when they agreed not among themselves. Hallelujah. Do you know what's going on today? Do you think all these new Bibles coming out, everybody, is there anybody? They say, well, we're writing a better one today. It's better than the one we wrote yesterday. They can't even agree with themselves. Just like the Jewish people, they could not agree among themselves. What did they do? They left. They departed. They couldn't agree, so they didn't agree in agreement. They didn't leave together. They left in argument among themselves. After that, Paul had spoken one word. And what was the one word that finally drove the nail into the coffin? Look what it said. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers. Well, well, well. How about that? What has this book of Acts been about? The working of the Holy Spirit of God in the church. And here, the last chapter of Acts, he's going to come up and point out that did not the Holy Spirit of God speak by the prophet Isaiah that the word of the Lord to our fathers? Yes. Who were the fathers? Why, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Hey, the prophets old, our fathers of the Old Testament. Abraham believed God. Yes, he did. And, David, he believed in God. Yes. And who was that? Jesus is absolute God. And may I say, in the world we're living in, we're putting everything in but Jesus Christ. Now let's watch this. In verse number 25, Well spake the prophet, spake the Holy Ghost by the Isaiah. And in these verses, from verses 25 through 26 and 27, this is a quotation from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Can I read it to you? Saying, go unto this people, who? The Jews. And say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and not perceive it. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their eyes are dull of hearing. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Folks, this verses is speaking to Israel. What happened to them? God's people. They could no longer hear the word. They could no longer understand what it said. They could no longer see what God was doing. They had become so full of their self and religion that they could not even perceive what God was doing in their life. The heart of this people is waxed so gross. In fact, can I say to you, is this not also another picture of our great nation, America, that was set up on the Word of God, and we've become so blinded and so deaf and so full of self that we can't even see what God's doing? We don't even want to know what God wants to be done. Their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Can I say to you, God's grace is available today. But men, what are they doing? They're rejecting it and turning it away. And folks, this is happening in our great country right now. Praise God, there's people that's still preaching the truth. The gospel is still going out. Hallelujah. The gospel can still save. If you're listening today and you don't know Jesus Christ, can I say to you, trust Him by simple faith. Don't reject Him. Don't push Him aside. Until next time, may God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.